Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's a good day to get gone.
I'm the leader.
That's right.
I'm the leader of the pack. E-I-E-I-O. 7 and a half the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program is Tuesday. That drives Bob crazy when I do that, Richie. You know that?
It does.
He's doing editing for things. And whenever I say it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Happy Tuesday, Bob.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Kenny. I've not done a good job of keeping up with social media comments on any number of things, including Bo.
You did a better job on Monday, Dougie.
I did a better job on Monday. Thank you. Today is Tuesday.
We had a full hour of social media. Yeah,
yeah, we did.
That's
all right,
Tuesday,
so
April 7th.
Is there
7 past the hour, Bob?
All right. So here's what why we're talking about this. Just for in the open door here, the open door policy. We do a program for the weekend. It's called Good Day Weekend, very cleverly named. And from the program during the week, we take the best pieces. And so when I identify what
which
time
is a
it
challenge
is,
in itself.
Oh, a day. Yeah. Well, he has to search hard and far and wide to come up with the stuff to go into a 3-hour weekend program. So anyway, when I say what time it is and what day it is, he always calls me up. Why'd you do that? It's hard to edit the metaphor. And this week, especially because he's going to the NAB, he's crunched for time, Richie. So let's really help him out. Today is Tuesday, and there is. So what did Kenny? What do we have for?
It's a Jedi mind trick. It is not Tuesday.
Wednesday, really. It is Wednesday over in Guam, isn't it?
Half a day, yep.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, it's right around there, yeah.
Close, yep. Okay, so we have comments, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, on Bo Bergdahl.
I just see one so far. Tom says, I would like to donate the bullets for his firing squad.
All right. So nice. There's an NCIS investigation into Sergeant Bergdahl's activity while he was in Afghanistan. And this investigation reveals that there is clear evidence that he was going over to the other side
with
a deliberate plan. Let's see here. He was going to go off to Uzbekistan. Why would anybody want to go to Uzbekistan in their right mind? He made contact with local Afghans, wanted to be moved to Uzbekistan, and then made contact with the Russians there because he wanted to talk to Russian organized crime.
How you doing?
Really?
Yeah.
Can I go over and join Snowden?
How do you walk up to like some Afghan local tribe and just
not easily?
So what are you guys up to?
You know, and this was, remember a few weeks ago we had someone on who suggested that he was actually not on the run, that he wasn't trying to leave, but instead he was going to be a whistleblower for some wrongdoing that was going on in his squadron. Well,
all right, big news. Arizona Senator John McCain is going to run again for the Senate for the 6th time. He's 78 years old. Be 80 years old on Election Day, the 8th oldest senator, ran for president twice. Tea Party group see McCain as a target for a primary challenge. Duh. And J.D. Hayworth wants to run against him. Okay, so that's no big news. You got to figure that. There's one gas bag meets another one. Anyway, here's the real news of the day, Richie.
What's that?
This is right up your alley because you are a connoisseur. Actually, this is for both. Kenny, this is not for you. This is for Jennifer, who's a wino, and Richie, who's a brewo, likes brewed beer, small breweries doing
craft
very
beers.
Well around the country. Yep,
yeah.
That's craft beer. So, there is a new move afoot to further distinguish the breweries and the wineries. Jennifer, the distilleries, liquor producers are turning to organic ingredients. This is the latest in the growing organic industry, started by Milwaukee's Lakefront Brewery, the first U.S. Department of Agriculture certified organic beer. Now, I don't want to throw beer on their parade, but the U.S. Department of Agriculture certified organic anything is a waste because they've ruined the credibility and the reality of what organic really is. But anyway, it's a great selling point, and so now there are more and more. There's a new brewery in Virginia near where you are, Richie, the Catoctin Creek Distilling Company. Do you know them?
Mm-hmm.
Catoctin?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it? C-A-T-O-C?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That stuff, is their stuff any good?
I've only had it a couple of times, but yeah, it's really good.
Hmm. And they use different things year-round to flavor their beers. Like, I don't like the taste of beer, but if you put something in it like raspberry or some fruit, I might drink it.
Yeah, you're a
fruit drinker. Pumpkin beer is delicious.
Oh, the pumpkin beer is my favorite.
Really?
Pumpkin. Right. Jennifer. Mm.
Drives me nuts.
Okay. Now, one other thing that stretches along the lines here, and then we're going to introduce you to a very interesting gentleman who's going to spend some quality time with us this hour. But the postscript to the story about the organic brewery comes from what is going on, generally speaking, in the organic foods area in our country. The cereal maker Nature's Path, are you familiar with them? The idea that they wanted to have a big growth spurt was cut short because there is a shortage of organic grains. And that's why, and in fact, this is part of where the organic grains are going, to the brewery. So you're getting less organic cereal, but more organic beer. Does that mean you understand what I'm saying here? This is what's going
Good.
On. There is a company that's trying to do organic burritos. And they would use wheat for that as well, right? To make the what do they call the stuff the burrito is wrapped in?
A tortilla.
A tortilla. Okay. Well, I don't. What's so funny? Why is so funny?
Now we know why you almost got arrested on the border the other day. You didn't know what a tortilla was.
No. Well, I did prove that I was an American, though. A guy says to me, as I'm crossing the border, this is the aside. I didn't tell the story on the air, I don't think. Did I? Did I tell the story on the air?
You did not.
I did not. Okay, so I'm coming across
Give
Texas.
Give it to us in 30 seconds or less.
All right. Coming across the border, not across the border, but I'm trailing the border as you go along the Texas panhandle. And this guy, you stop at the checkpoint, he looks at me and he says, he sees the Massachusetts plate on the car, and he looks at me and he says, are you an American? And I said, yes, sir, and proud of it. He said, he saluted me and told me to move on.
And I'm
that
sure
was the border check.
If you had asked him about those tortillas again.
That was, yeah. All right, enough of this foolishness. Anthony William, also described as the medical medium, will fascinate you for a while during this hour. We also have Dr. Jack Stockwell coming up later in the hour, but for the next few minutes, you will enjoy this conversation, so stick around. This good day is 14 after the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. 16 past the hour. Anthony William, one of the most intelligent, interesting people, the one and only medical medium, has a very rare gift. He's able to hear a high-level spirit. He refers to simply as spirit, as clearly as if this person, the spirit, were in the room with you. May I call you Anthony?
Yeah, sure. That's great.
All right. But when I say spirit, and then maybe refer to, I said him or them, is that accurate? Can I refer to a spirit as some personification?
Sure. Sure. In this case, it's a little different, but we can refer as him. You know, when I was 4 years old, I heard the voice for the first time when I diagnosed my grandmother of lung cancer. So right at 4 years old, I was at the dinner table, and I heard the voice clear, and the voice told me to get out of my seat, walk up to my grandmother, and put my hand on her and tell her she had lung cancer. And, you know, weeks later, it was confirmed, and she wasn't exhibiting any symptoms or anything, and that's when the gift started. And it is a man's voice that comes through, but that's how the whole thing began.
All right, I want you to know I am a strong believer in spirit and connecting with the so-called dead, but I am not the reason you're here. My sister heard a podcast of you a week or so ago, and she called me up. Now, my sister is not any closer to this sort of thinking than anybody else who's on this program, and I don't mean that to slight Richie or Jennifer or Kenny, but it's clear that I pursue the sorts of things that you do, and they are interested, but it isn't something that they'd be passionate about where I would be. But my sister is not one that would be easily persuaded by you and your story, but she was listening to a podcast. She said, you got to talk to this guy. You got to interview this guy. So that's how you ended up on this program. I just wanted you to sort of get the clear bona fides. Website, medicalmedium.net. So what is a medical medium? What do you do?
Well, you know, what it is it's about mystery illness and chronic illness. There's millions of people in America, never mind globally, that can't get answers for their aches and pains. And even if they get an answer like Hashimoto's for the thyroid or fibromyalgia or rheumatoid arthritis, there's no real, it's still not a real answer. That's just a name. No one's telling the person why they ache and why they pain. So it's really a mystery illness. It's what we call a non-diagnosis. So what's fibromyalgia? Well, no one knows. But being a medical medium, Spirit gives me the information exactly what's causing fibromyalgia, exactly how to fix it. You know, I've recovered tens of thousands of people over the last 25 years, brought their life back to vibrance and vitality. And yeah, there's millions of people that can't get answers. And even when they do get answers, they stay sick. And that's happening.
Would you say Spirit is the same as God or infinite intelligence or the Force? What is Spirit in my mind? Is that same entity, but I'm not sure that I don't want to assume that that's what you think Spirit is.
Sure. What's interesting is when I was old enough to start asking questions, you know, intelligent questions after the age 4 growing up with hearing this voice nonstop, I asked, you know, what are you? And Spirit said to me, I'll tell you what I am not. I'm not an angel. I'm not God. I was never a person. I'm not a spirit guide. What Spirit said to me was, I'm the living word compassion. And so that put me in shock even at a young age. I just couldn't get a grasp on that. So the difference is, you know, if it's a spirit guide, the spirit guide may not have the correct information about medical. That's why even when people do get in touch with different spiritual energies out there, they don't get the information in the medical field that's years ahead of its time. This spirit voice I hear, which is the living word compassion, has this advanced information 10, 20, 30 years of its time. That's why people that have helped 30 years ago have lived a beautiful life for the last 30 years they would have never been able to do because the information wasn't available.
All right, I'm going to ask you to do something. We're going to do a couple of other things for a few minutes. I'm going to ask you if you would please come back at the bottom of the hour and spend some time with one of the medical doctors that we have on our program. There are 5 different doctors who spend time on my radio program, and one fellow named Jack Stockwell, I think, could have a fascinating conversation with you if you are up for it. It's not going to be, it's not anything negative. I just think it'll be interesting to put you with a doctor and have you both sort of look at some of the same problems. Would you be willing to do that?
Sure, that would be great.
All right, so you'll be back in a few minutes. We have Anthony William with us. He'll join Dr. Jack Stockwell in a few minutes to continue this fascinating conversation and how it may apply to help you. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Baseball season 2015. Let's celebrate. Ready? Ready.
Celebrated by giving up my two tickets to opening day yesterday.
Who'd you give them to?
Purdy, so guy here.
John Fogerty.
Love it.
Moved to center field.
So I'll just put you in the baseball movie. Yep.
Well, beat the drum and hold the phone. The sun came out today. We're born again. There's new grass on the field.
Saw him do jazz live
like this.
Awesome.
How much jazz is here? All right, let's do a sampling of a lot of the songs that make it as we get ready to go out to the ball game. Here's Dr. John.
Hold on, we got to get
in
here.
That's everything.
Now, Dr. John. An aside here, I've been listening as I've traveled across the country. By the way, I'm in Tampa today at the studios where John Creamans and Akos Jankura hang out. And I have been listening to a lot of things on the CD, and one of them was that CD set of Paul McCartney songs sung by other people. And Dr. John does a great take on a couple of McCartney. Just imagine Dr. John doing it. A Lennon song. I mean, a McCartney song. Just done wonderfully
very
well.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, it is cool. All right, so here's Dr. John. Let's move to Sam and Dave, Richie.
Yes, we
are. I love
it. See, this is Fenway Park.
Knock it out of the park, baby.
This town is just like your park. You got a great big heart. Protect it from harm. You got to make the right time when you hit the ball. Knock it out of the park.
All right, Natalie Cole.
You see Jackie Robinson hit that ball. It's
yep.
So
let's move a little faster through these, Ricky. Mabel Scott's Baseball Boogie.
Can you catch? Will you hold the ball? When you step to the plate, will you swing and fall? If you play, you gotta know how it's done. Can you catch? Can you hold on?
Big Blue Wrecking Crew. For the world champion Dodgers, last time they won was 1981, Jennifer.
Hey, you know what? That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. The Intruders' Love is Like a Baseball Game, Richie. Three strikes and you're out. There you go. That's to. Now, how about Richie? The original cast of Damn Yankees, you gotta have heart.
It's all about baseball. Great, we're singing baseball shows to him now.
Yeah. Why not? This is, how about Carly Simon taking me out of the ball game? This is actually a good version.
The
we got them all here. We probably ought to have a country singer like Tim McGraw. Right? Alright, let's finish off with Eddie Vedder.
Well, you're born in Chicago, you're and you're
oh my God.
I go all the way, Cubs may win it all this year, says who? 28
after. Actually,
after.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kesler, Jennifer Horn, Dr. Jack is going to join us in a moment with medical medium Anthony William. First, though, I thought you'd like to know, Jennifer, that the spring storm that you had in California is fixing everything. The
really?
Problems are over.
Everything is okay. No more
yes,
drought?
It is. Well, you had a lot of rain on Sunday, right?
No. Didn't have any rain. It was sunny. There's rain coming today, hopefully. Knock on wood.
My daughter told me it rained on Sunday.
She's in a different part of L.A.
She's a nut. No.
Really?
Ken, did it rain on Sunday?
Not
no, it was
here.
Beautifully sunny. She's lying to you.
Well, I think the rain was north.
And she was getting peed on by her new baby.
I mean, honestly, it was like blue skies and 79
When did I leave? When did I leave? I left Friday.
Friday.
All right, how much snow is there in the Sierra Nevada mountains?
Not enough.
Huh.
And, you know, Governor Brown came out this last weekend and said, you know, I've declared a state of emergency, so that means I can say whatever I want, and you guys can't take showers anymore.
Really?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, long showers or now...
They call you Stinky Jen from now on.
Yeah, are forbidden.
And who's going to praise that?
That was the question.
Mandatory 25% decrease in water usage.
Yes. He said, we have people that will be patrolling. You know what the fines are now? Each
patrolling
individual water
where?
District? I don't know. Each individual water district will be monitoring people's usage.
Yeah.
And the fines are $500 a day.
Yeah, well, how do they know, though?
You got a water meter. You pay a water bill. They measure your usage.
They're going to know what your usage is.
How hard is it for the water company just to go, good Lord, look at this guy's usage. Doug's out there spraying off his car for a third time this morning.
Or the sidewalk. If they see you watering like cement or the medians, oh my gosh, the fines for that are crazy.
The best thing about my house in California is the shower. It's the best shower I've ever had in my life.
You can't use it.
Yeah, that's been there for hours, Governor Brown.
Yeah.
I'm protesting. Right. I'm going to just stop showering. I'm not going to flush my toilet. I'm going to live in squalor and filth.
I'm turning you
in. Because Governor Brown wants me to.
Thanks, Bridgie. A Supreme Court justice in Manhattan has allowed a Brooklyn woman to use Facebook to serve her husband divorce papers.
This is awesome.
Eleanor Bido's lawyer will message Victor Sina Bludzrako.
I'm sorry, who? Victor what?
I'm not going to figure out how to pronounce this. From her account, and he's going to do it every day until he acknowledges her messages. The woman claims that her marriage to her spouse was never consummated because he refused to follow through on the promise of having a traditional Ghanaian ceremony after they signed their civil papers. Lady's name...
men and their unfulfilled promises. I've been wanting a Ghanaian ceremony for, you know, men just say they're going to give you a Ghanaian ceremony and then whammo, they're out. You know, this poor woman, I totally understand what she's going through.
But you know what this opens up, though? I mean, everybody's going to be dumping their mates, their boyfriends, their girlfriends over Twitter now.
How
many
of you?
140 character, beat it, you're done.
Yeah. How many of you have found out that you no longer had a girlfriend or boyfriend because they changed their Facebook status? Because you know that's the thing. Did you?
Perfect.
Or they changed it to it's complicated.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman are warring over their children. Why are in the world... Don't you fix the problem. The kids are 20 years old, for God's sake.
Okay, so I've always thought something smelled funky with this, because
they were adopted,
Nicole Kidman is never photographed with her kids. Tom Cruise is constantly in pictures with the kids from that marriage. She never is. It's almost like she just up and left. So to hear that she's actually fighting for them makes me feel better, because I thought, how do you just leave your children? Really weird. I thought maybe that was part of the arrangement that she made, because, you know, she had a contract with them to marry him for 10 years.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. And how much did she get for that?
You think it's a front.
Mm-hmm. She thinks, well, Jenna's always thought Tom Cruise was gay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and maybe he's not gay, but maybe he's asexual. I don't know. I just know
what
that I have that science.
He's a good actor.
I have that Scientology special on my DVR, and I might watch that thing tonight.
All right,
I'm gonna
We're gonna bring Dr. Jack Stockwell in. As a matter of fact, Richie,
we'll
Jack,
ask him.
Let me do what? You're gonna ask him about what?
What he thinks about Tom Cruise.
He's not gonna talk about Tom Cruise. He's gonna meet Anthony William, the medical medium, in a moment. But first, I want to have Jack talk about this review of the research on commercial diet programs, which shows Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig to be the best. And I'm wondering, as we were talking about it earlier, is it the support? I don't know that you and I have ever really talked about diets, except you told me you were on a diet. I can't remember whether it was like a commercial diet or whether it was just self-imposed. Where'd Jack go, Richie?
Oh, I'm here.
He's right there. What, am I talking to myself?
Most times you are, yes.
Look at Jack taking a swing.
Oh, whammo!
And this is from my friend.
That felt so good.
He's my friend, ladies and gentlemen.
Boom! Knock it out of the park!
Knock it out of the park. All
right. Dr. Jerk Stockwell is here with us. All right. So can I go back to the premise of the original part of the conversation there, pal?
Saying something, Doug?
Did I pay for lunch? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Did I pay for lunch last week, or did you?
I paid. You paid for lunch, but I spent a lot of time with you.
You did a nice job, too. Thanks.
It was expensive lunch, too. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a nice lunch. Okay, anyway, I love your wife, that's for sure. Jack Stockwell is a noted NUCA chiropractor and specialist in medical process and procedure. So first, let's talk about Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig, who scored the highest in this review of commercial diet programs. What say you about commercial diet programs?
Well, these things are going to be applicable in the area of people who really don't want to take responsibility for weight loss on themselves. Okay. So they've got to have somebody else monitoring and watching these things for them. And I think what happened is that those two were listed as the easiest. They aren't necessarily the best by any means.
Really?
And if you go back far enough in photographs, go back 100 years, go back 120, 130 years, you don't see any fat people in those pictures.
No.
I just happened to be looking at a picture the other day of Lincoln standing there giving the Gettysburg Address. And there's no fat people. Now you can say, well, they're soldiers. But there's press people. There's other people there present to watch this dedication of the Gettysburg Memorial. And there's no fat people. You go back. And then another picture I happened to be looking at a couple of months ago. that comes to my memory was the send-off of the Titanic from that British port. And all of the famous people and people on the dock and people on the deck. There's no fat people anywhere. We don't start having fat people until processed grains, processed sugars started showing up.
Yep.
Yes.
Right. Yep.
And this was the thing that Dr. Wiley, the first director of the FDA, which of course got fired for, came out heavy against Coca-Cola products, 1906, came out heavy against milled grain. He said, these two things are going to kill Americans, and I've got to stop this, which was the purpose of the FDA to begin with.
Right.
And so now we have hydrogenated fats, we have processed simple sugars, and this is what's killing people. The primary cause of disease simply is malnutrition. And if people will get back to getting the micronutrients that their bodies need, not only are they going to lose weight by eating what nature intended for us to eat, which is primarily a high-fat diet, high-fat, moderate protein, very low carbohydrates, the kinds of diets our ancestors have eaten for thousands and thousands of years without problems of obesity. So you've got MSG you have to deal with. You have other kinds of neurotoxins that artificially stimulate the brain to make you eat this or to make you want that. And we have just thrown nutrition right out the window and have replaced it by some kind of artificial satiety that we get from our favorite little snack food or our favorite convenience food, and we start packing on the pounds because we get this interruption of chemical messaging inside the system so that our bodies don't know how to handle these non-foods that we're eating. And it's survival mechanism. Anytime insulin is triggered, insulin's number one job is fat storage. Of course, it's needed to get sugar out of the blood into the cells, but the primary job of insulin is to store fat. And anytime any extra energy shows up, bingo, it's going to go to fat.
Can I ask a quick question as a follow-up to that?
Sure.
Sample day, because I know we got to move along. So sample day, because it's easy to say no sugar, it's easy to say no wheat. So what's a sample day? What should you eat?
Well, I start off with eggs and bacon. Uncured bacon. Uncured. No nitrites.
That's what I've been doing lately.
No artificial preservatives whatsoever, and organic eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Or cheese. Or raw dairy. Or deep ocean fish, or grass-pastured beef. It's meat, fish, dairy, and eggs that build the body.
Another thing, Jack, is I've been loading up on all the healthy fats I can. I eat a couple of avocados a week. I eat a handful of nuts every day.
Yeah, raw nuts.
All right.
Yeah.
Enough on this. I want you to, we're digressing. I only wanted to spend a minute or two on this because I want you to spend some time with this medical medium, Anthony William, who'll join us with Dr. Jack in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Bob Dorigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Do you ever use a cell phone at home? Or how about Wi-Fi for your computer? If so, listen to this. A New Mexico woman was sued by her neighbor who claimed that her use of an ordinary cell phone and Wi-Fi in her own home was damaging his health. And, now get this, he demanded $1.4 million. After 2 years of expensive legal action over common technology that's been used by millions of Americans for years, the judge finally threw out the lawsuit. But the man appealed, and recently, 5 years after the lawsuit was filed, a court of appeals has upheld the dismissal. However, both courts ruled that the woman who won still had to pay more than $80,000 in legal costs. Let's be fair. Lawsuits like this reveal that even when you win in American courts, you often lose because of the time and money you're forced to spend. It's not like this in any other country in the world, and it shouldn't be here. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We bring back into the conversation, if you weren't listening in the last half hour, Anthony William joined us. He's known as the Medical Medium. Fascinating website, medicalmedium.net. He, for 20 years, has devoted his life to helping people overcome illnesses, a lot of misdiagnoses, unidentified long-term health disorders, chronic care, chronic problems. And so there are a lot of holistic healers in our country. Jack happens to be one of them. So, Anthony, I wanted to meet Dr. Jack Stockwell, who very much believes in what you do. And I thought the two of you ought to have a conversation for a couple of minutes, because I think it would be fascinating just for us all to listen to how a medical doctor relates to somebody who can help people through the use of spirit.
Great. Nice to meet you, Jack.
Well, nice to meet you, Anthony. I've already looked at your website, and I'm fascinated.
Wonderful. And it's an honor to talk to a doctor who cares about people, cares about getting people better.
There's not one shoe size that fits everybody. There's not one blanket that covers everybody. Everybody's a completely unique experience, whether you want to call it the spirit or the universe or God or whatever else. Everybody's a unique expression of that divine intelligence on this planet and needs to be addressed individually.
So how could the two of you work together, let's just say, let's just imagine how somebody like Jack could work with somebody like Anthony.
Well, the work that I do, you know, is x-ray generated. I have no idea how to reset the connection between the bottom of the brainstem and the spinal cord without knowing the exact position of the bony pieces involved. So I take a set of well-filtered x-rays. They show me exactly what I need to do to bring the body back to structural balance. But structural balance is just part of it. As you know, Mary handles the digestive aspect of it.
Mary is his wife, Anthony. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And very intuitive. Very, very intuitive.
She is herself, because she can, you know, she picks up on this stuff much better than I do.
Yeah, I would have said that.
You know, because I'm very mechanical in my approach. Mm-hmm. But there's always other aspects that are going on. There's emotional stuff. There's things that have happened throughout the psychological development of these people that the body remembers. The nervous system remembers every single thing that ever happened to it. And it will do everything it can to protect you in the future against similar kinds of trauma. And so I'm open to any kind of input that would come in from that source. And I don't know if that's what Anthony does, but maybe Anthony can explain that.
Yeah, explain to people what it is that you do, or how you would help somebody who came to you with some chronic, let's say somebody has got really bad rheumatoid arthritis and their joints are falling apart.
Sure. You know, what happens is that usually people have come to me, they've gone to anywhere from 20 doctors or sometimes 50 or more people, even 400 doctors, and, you know, 10 years being chronically sick, and they've tried everything. They've gone everywhere from, they've gone to Germany, they've gone to California, to New York, and they still have, you know, their RA, or they still have their fibromyalgia, or they still have Lyme disease, and they tried dozens of treatments. And so my job is to get to the core of exactly what's wrong. Do they really have Lyme disease? What's causing their fibromyalgia? We can't just call it something and then not know what's causing fibro. I need it. So what I do is I identify through the voice that I hear what virus is causing the fibromyalgia. What virus is causing or bacteria is causing the chronic fatigue syndrome? Then the voice tells me exactly what that person needs. Whether they need to be, you know, they need to go and outsource another doctor for some help, or like Jack, or for something structural or whatever it is. But the information comes through as to what they need to finally move past that last barrier. A lot of people will be like, "Well, I've gotten this far. I've cleaned up my diet. I've seen a lot of doctors, but I'm only 60% better. I know I could do more, and my job is to take them over that hump so they go into the finish line." So that's what I've been doing my entire life.
Hmm. Well, Mary and I definitely need to interview Anthony on our ForbiddenDoctor.com podcast.
Well, we got about a minute left here. The more ways people can get information, and now Jack has this new way of podcasting, and tens of thousands of people are downloading the first week. About a dozen podcasts we've created now.
Yes.
This would be a perfect venue for you, Anthony. That's where, as I said in the last half hour, my sister heard you on a podcast. I'd never heard of you before, and I follow this sort of thing. So I'm very thankful to her, thankful to you for being here to give people an alternative. And so I'm going to turn you over here to Jack, who will work with you on his podcast. And if you want to check him out, everybody listening, check out theforbiddendoctor.com. And listen to what Jack and Mary, his wife, have come up with in ways of explanations, help, information. intuitive thinking about what's going on medically with you, all of it wrapped up together. So, Anthony William, thank you for being here. The website for the Medical Medium is medicalmedium.net. If you have a problem, you might want to check that out and to check out Jack's Forbidden Doctor podcast as well.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You can't serve papers on a rat, baby sister. You gotta kill him or let him be.
Hey, little girl, the sadness will leave your face as soon as you've won.
Listening to Glenn Campbell do True Grit from the movie of the same name. John Wayne got his first and only Oscar for his role as Rooster Cogburn in True Grit. It was on this date in 1970. The movie released in 1969 was the biggest success that he ever had in any measure in terms of money and fame and that sort of thing. So if you remember, and then it was redone, what, how many years ago was it that...
4 or 5 now, right?
Has it been that long now? And it was done, by the way, the remake was quite good with Kurt Russell. It wasn't Kurt Russell. It was...
not Ben Affleck, but the other kid.
No, it wasn't a kid. It was Bridges. Yeah,
right. Bridges, for that cute girl, Haley Steinfeld.
Yes,
it's a nice job.
And they got nominated, too.
Yeah, that was good. It was a good flick. Glenn Campbell, I said to Richie off the air, and of course he had his usual caustic remark. I was talking about Glenn Campbell now having really bad, he's done. Alzheimer's has wrecked his brain. And I recounted for him the scene toward the end of the movie when he gets hit over the head by the bad guy, and with a rock, and it knocks him down the hole, and he dies eventually from that. And I just was saying, wondering out loud, as we do sometimes when we talk to one another, what would happen to anybody who got knocked over the head with a brick or a rock? They would probably develop Alzheimer's and dementia. And of course, Richie had some caustic, horrible
Bill.
No, I'm just wondering if that's what you go through life thinking about all the time.
No, I just happen to think about it because the two things get put together.
That's all he thinks about.
Every day. I really, really wonder what happens to people when they get hit in the head by a rock.
All right, okay. All right, in a moment, Chucker's not here. We got some movie news for you. Stand by. It's a good day at 4 before the hour.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Haven't filed your taxes yet? Remember that some of the things that you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. For example, travel to help your favorite charitable organization may be tax deductible. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget about them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free into a TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We had a poll at DougStefan.com. Oh, no, this is today's poll, isn't it? Because of the baseball season getting underway, the favorite baseball movie. We have asked you to tell us whether you like Field of Dreams best, The Natural, Major League, Damn Yankees, Bull Durham, or another one. I like Field of Dreams and The Natural. I actually, Major League was fun, too. Bull Durham was very provocative and thoughtful. And by the way, isn't it interesting that two of the five involve Kevin Costner?
Huh. Field of Dreams is slightly ahead.
Is it so far?
Yep.
The entire Star Wars saga available for digital download starting this week. Richie's very happy about this because he figures that the folks at Lucasfilm and Disney need more money.
Right.
And that's why they're releasing these. All of the films.
I have buy
all
the films. Star Wars films at home.
Phantom Menace through the Return of the Jedi. You can play them on, you can get them through iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Vudu. I don't even know what that is. What's Vudu? V-U-D-U. Anybody know what Vudu is?
I don't.
Amazon, Xbox.
It's just there. Another streaming site.
There it is. Verizon Fios. So you'll be able to get this. And then the film that comes out, the original Star Wars was released in 1970. It was A New Hope.
Ever since Disney.
Yeah. Everything's cash.
It's all about money. Give me your money.
Money.
I want your money.
Give me your money.
Give it all me.
Give me your money. 59 past the hour. All right, Richie. You can't sing. I can, so give it away for you.
You are.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.